A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
You're listening to Side Hustle Pro, the podcast that teaches you to build and grow your side hustle from passion project to profitable business. And I'm your host, Michaela Matthews Okome. So let's get started. Hey guys, welcome back to the show. It's Nikayla here, and this is the last episode of 2020. We made it, y'all, and I am so excited for just turning a new leaf, entering a new chapter. I know that a lot of the challenges that we saw in 2020 are still going to exist in 2021. However, I'm remaining optimistic and determined. Okay, I'm not going to let this year make me anxious or nervous to set goals, but what I am now is more realistic of just how much fortitude it takes to navigate continuing on with the program and continuing to strive during such challenging times. I'm aware of that, and I know the flexibility that is required when you have goals in mind, but you know, life happens. And this year has definitely taught me that. So I was listening to one of my own episodes for inspiration, and that's the Rewind episode we're going to get into today. But I wanted to share a little bit more about why I thought this would be the perfect way to end the year. Because for many of us, we have some ideas that are brewing. We might have thought we could have started them in 2020, but because of the way this year went, it just got put on the back burner. And I'm in that boat myself. You know, I have mentioned a couple of times in recent episodes that there's something that I really want to work on. It is a non-Side Hustle Pro entrepreneurial idea. And I kind of been hesitating. I got one foot in, one foot out. And I know you guys can relate. Part of me is all gung-ho, like, oh, this is me. This is what I'm passionate about. Like, this makes so much sense. And this is a really big business opportunity, this awesome industry that's always growing. On the other side, I have one foot out because I'm just like, it just seems daunting. It seems intimidating. It seems like, where do I begin? I am no expert in that thing. So I was talking to hubby about it recently. And you know, what happened is someone shared something with me that just got me excited again about just the possibilities and the fact that I really would love to create something in this space. And he said, you know, we talked about like, yeah, like how awesome it would be and how, you know, I've been passionate about this for years and all this other stuff. And then, you know, he said something that just kind of stopped me in my tracks. And he said, it's not about whether or not this is a good idea. The question is, are you going to do this? Like, are we doing this for real? And I just had to stop in my tracks and say to myself, am I doing this? Because I've been talking about it. I've mentioned it to, like, you know, the inner circle. And I also share with them every time, like, I have a hesitation that pulls me back. And I'm like, hey, you guys know it's going to be starts and stops until I finally do this thing. Like, that's just my process. So what I realized when my husband Moyo asked me that question is the first step is not what I thought was the first step, which is like doing more research or finding a development process person or anything like that. The first step is deciding if I'm doing this or not. And that brings me back to this episode. So I cannot say that I've decided whether I'm going to do it or not, but I'm going back to what helps me decide. And it's a mindset. This episode brings me back to that mindset, to the beginning before Side Hustle Pro, when I had graduated from business school without a job and I was trying to figure out my next step. And it led me to a lot of soul searching. It led me to send a survey to my friends to find out, you know, where I need to be focusing my attention, what I was really good at. And it led me to give myself the freedom to explore, to start testing again, throwing things against the wall. This is the mindset I want to get back to. That mindset of being open, that mindset of feeling I have nothing to lose, that mindset of doing things out of pure interest rather than needing it to be tied to a firm expectation of if I do this, I'll get that, and just doing it out of pure interest. So that's why I was listening to this, and I thought it might be helpful for others as well. So I invite you to join me. If you too have been thinking about starting a particular side business forever and have been talking yourself out of it, going back and forth, second guessing, doubting, but you just can't stop thinking about this thing, or people keep reminding you or asking you, will you start this? You should start this. Like, are you in that boat? Then I invite you to listen more to how to decide what your side hustle should be in 2021. Okay. Maybe you don't even know what your side hustle should be. This was my very first solo episode ever back when I first started the show, and I walk you through how I decided what my side hustle would be and how you can do it too. And I personally always find this episode helpful in reminding me how to tap into my talents. And it also reminds me what I should be focusing on in the beginning. And it's, spoiler alert, not websites, not business cards, not any of that stuff that we use to preoccupy ourselves as a way of stalling on actually doing what moves the needle. So let's get right into it. Today, this is actually the first ever solo episode, and I'm using this as an opportunity to take it back. So we've heard from a lot of different entrepreneurs who started out side hustling and now they were able to grow their money maker into a business and leave their full-time jobs. But we never really addressed the whole topic of side hustles in general. And I thought this was the perfect time to really take it back and talk about what it all means, because I realized that side hustle means different things to different people. And this was especially highlighted for me when there's an article recently, I think it was in Quartz, and it was about, you know, why millennials are so obsessed with side hustles. And about 10 or 15 people sent me this article. And it essentially talked about the fact that side hustles keep you from banging your head against the wall in depression because you have something else to look forward to rather than just the day to day. And while I believe that's true, the article talked about side hustles. And the definition of side hustles there is different than what this podcast deems and thinks of side hustles to be. So basically, to some, side hustle is anything you do outside of your main job to get extra cash. And that's one way to look at it. It is definitely a hustle to have a side job. But as it pertains to this podcast, we're talking about passion projects that you do, and you would do it even if you don't make any money. It's what feeds your soul. It's what makes you happy. And it is something that can be developed into a business idea. But it's not just, you know, the bartending you do after work or the waitressing job you do after work. No, it's something that can be a viable business owned by you, developed by you, that you're currently doing on the side because it's not a fully profitable business right now. So now that we have that clear, let's talk about how you even get started. So the other day, one of my friends hit me up and she said, I like the idea of starting my own side business, but I have no idea what it would be. And so that got my wheels turning. And, you know, she's not the only person who reached out to me and said that. But I realized I actually really need to address this because you guys, we all have talents and gifts that we could be using for side hustle. Yes, even you, whoever you are listening to this, we all have gifts and talents that we can tap into. But I get it. It can be hard because day to day, you're on and you're in this lane where you have, you know, staked yourself out and branded yourself as this professional that's going to this job 9 to 5. And after work, you're tired, you're exhausted, and you don't have time to sort through and come up with another job for yourself. So I get it, believe me. And for me, it took a lot of sorting through all the different things I like to do to stumble and finally decide what it was that I wanted to do as my side hustle. So today I'll be sharing and breaking down, you know, how to tap into your talents to determine what your side hustle should be and also how to get started. So first things first, there are a few questions that you should ask yourself. And the number one thing is, what am I good at? And it seems really simple. You can ask yourself that. You can make a list of everything you think you're good at. And it could be, I mean, start from the very basic, you know, I make a banging French toast to think about things that when you do them, people always compliment you and they say, wow, you're really good at this. But that won't give you enough of an objective view because obviously you're just, you know, looking at things through your lens and it's completely subjective. So you also need to get some opinions. And the best place to start is really with the people who know you best. So send your friends a quick survey and ask them, you know, what do you think I'm good at? What are my strengths? What are my weaknesses? Can you give me an example of a time where you saw me really shine and excel at a task or project? And what do you think if money wasn't an object, what do you think I should be doing? Or what other things could I be giving back to the world that I'm not giving back to them now? And so write out every question that you can think of like this. No more than 5, I would say, because, you know, anything other than that, when you say survey, people just run, they open your email, close it right back. So don't do that, but send them a quick Google form. And I actually did this. You know, I'm not just saying this. I didn't just like pull this off the internet. I'm not into reading Strength Finders and all those other books, but I'm telling you about this exercise because I did it when I was at a crossroads last year and I really wanted to decide how I should leverage my strengths. And I drafted a quick Google form. I sent it out to really my entire network, the people who had worked with me in some capacity, whether it was a school project, a former colleague, friends who just know me and they know how I operate and what makes me tick. And I asked them to fill it out. I made it completely anonymous. So I, you know, they could fill out the Google form and I would have no idea who filled in what. And, you know, I sent a couple reminders because not everyone's going to fill it out right away. But once I felt like I had a good amount of responses, I went in there and I just looked and read every single response. And it was so illuminating. I mean, things that I completely forgot or took for granted, my friends and colleagues remembered, and they are the reasons that I started writing again. And then I realized that I have this passion for marketing and particularly social media marketing. And there's just something about creating content
online and on social media that I'm just really good at. If I, you know, am to toot my own horn, toot. I don't do it often enough, but my friends took note of that. And at school and in different projects, they saw me really come alive when it came time to market our projects. And I said to myself, wow, they're paying attention. And why am I not tapping into this? So that's when I started writing again and blogging again and promoting my work on social media. And as you all know, as I shared in episode one, my side hustle naturally has grown from that survey and the responses I got there.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors, and when we keep them bottled up, it affects us negatively. I have found that therapy has been a safe space to get things off my chest. I had my daughter last August, and by January, I hit up my therapist like, let's go ahead and set up this monthly session. Therapy has been so helpful for me in setting boundaries, and it just empowers me to be the best version of myself. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, this is your sign to go ahead and do it and give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/HustlePro today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/HustlePro.
So in addition to finding out the answers to what am I good at, both from your perspective and from your friends' perspectives, you should also ask yourself, what do I enjoy doing in my spare time? Because even if you're good at something, it doesn't mean you naturally gravitate to doing that something when you have downtime. You might just kick back and not actually be invested in this thing that you take for granted. So what do you end up doing when no one's paying attention? And what makes you feel confident, capable, and alive? Ask yourself this, tap into this, write it down, really think about it. And then finally, ask yourself, what would I do even if I wasn't getting paid for it? Because again, even if you're good at something, it takes a while to start to brand yourself to the outside world beyond your friend circle. So even if your friends think you are just the ish when it comes to being a chef or being a fitness professional or being a motivational speaker, it's going to take a while for the rest of the world to catch on to that. So it has to be something you enjoy doing and will stick to even when you're not getting paid. And it has to authentically be you too, because some people try to adopt these moneymaker ideas because it's the thing right now and they see someone else doing it. But if you're not organically excited about it and if you are not self-motivated, you'll drop the idea eventually. Like, it has to be because it's coming from you and your actual passion, because it takes time to make a name for yourself again. So these are the questions that I want to reiterate. You know, it's what am I good at? What do I enjoy doing in my spare time? And what would I do even if I wasn't getting paid for it? These are the things to ask yourself, ask your friends, spend some time meditating on it, because I think a lot of times also it takes a while to unlearn the messages that we've heard all of our life. Sometimes these are messages that we've internalized because someone told us that's the box that we fit in. So someone told us, oh, go over there, you make a good this. And even though we weren't passionate about that route, it feels good when someone's telling you you're good at something and you fit somewhere. So you kept going down that path, but you need to unlearn all of that if that is not really you. So spend some time with these questions and write down what you actually love, not what someone else always told you that you love or told you that you should do. So after doing that exercise, I'm going to also share 5 steps you can do to get started today on whatever it is that you identify your side hustle to be. So take some time with that exercise, but then come back to these 5 steps, because no matter where you are in your process or path towards developing and fleshing out your side hustle, you can get started on a few things today. So 1, do a self-assessment. Write down every step you think you'll need to start seriously investing time in your side hustle. That means if you want to be a fitness person, ask yourself, what certifications do I think I want to explore? Do I want to do something on YouTube? Do I just want to build an Instagram following? If you want to start an online magazine, ask, what steps would I have to take? Who else is doing that? If you want to write a book, same thing, write down every step. And you know, you don't know what you don't know, but you can write down everything you think you might need to do to get started. And let's be clear, I don't mean spend a lot of frivolous money in the beginning. Like, I'm just going to go ahead and save you some time right now and let you know that you don't need a web designer. You don't need to spend money on that. You don't need a photographer. You don't need a photo shoot. So save your coins. And you don't need business cards yet. You still need time to nurture and cultivate your early ideas. So just spend some time self-assessment, writing things down. And also, 2nd step, do an industry assessment. So write down everyone, both near to you and people who you don't know, that you would want to talk to learn more. If there are people, and there's always going to be someone in a similar space as you, research what they're doing. Start thinking about what makes you different and how you, what spin you would take on this side hustle. And remember Stephanie Thomas's words from episode 3, tell a story no one else can tell. And this is going to be your personal story automatically. So you don't have to spend too much time scared and worried about competition and differentiation. Just hone in on what your personal story is and how you came to be interested in this path. Finally, 3, I shouldn't say finally, 3, start reaching out via email to the people you identified in step 2. So you're very early. If you're very early in this side hustle process, you want to spend some time talking to folks. After you've spoken to your friends, you want to tell them and explain to people what you're thinking of doing, asking for their feedback about, they might know someone who knows someone who may be a good person to talk to. Just spend some time doing as many informational interviews as you can. And I would encourage you to also send some cold emails. Now, not everyone is comfortable with sending cold emails. I've become more comfortable with it over the years. And actually, if you sign up for my newsletter, sidehustlepro.co/sidehustlecorner, I share weekly tips and resources. And one of those will be how to send a good cold email. So go ahead and go to sidehustlepro.co/sidehustlecorner and sign up for my newsletter so you can get those tips. So 3, start reaching out via email, both warm leads and cold leads. 4, buy a domain name. Help, buy 2, buy 3, whatever ideas that you're thinking of. And you can be thinking of more than one. Just go ahead and park that place on the internet right now. It will cost you sometimes, you know, less than $10. And hey, if you decide you don't want to use it, You can always just let it expire. But for now, park that place on the internet so that you can come back to it when you're ready to develop it all. And finally, number 5, just explore. Write down more than one idea. You have absolutely nothing to lose by exploring your passions. And you have absolutely nothing to lose by reaching out to your friends and prior colleagues and network and asking them about your strengths and your talents and ways that you can be helping the world that you're not currently doing. So go ahead and explore. Follow these exercises. Again, you know, 5 steps you can do to get started today. Do a self-assessment. Do an industry assessment. Start reaching out via email to the people you identified via that industry assessment. Buy domain names. Buy as many as you want for every idea that you have. And finally, explore broadly. So if you want more side hustle tips, I'll be sharing more about, you know, specific things like cold emails or even getting over yourself and your fear to start putting yourself out there through forthcoming episodes. But in the meantime, I really, really encourage you to subscribe to my weekly newsletter. That's where I share tips on how to juggle your job while growing your side hustle. And each week I share one of the top tools that I'm currently using that's personally helping me to achieve my goals. So head on over and subscribe at sidehustlepro.co/sidehustlecorner. Talk to you guys later. Hey guys, thanks for listening to Side Hustle Pro. If you like the show, be sure to subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts. It helps other side hustlers just like you to find the show. And if you want to hear more from me, you can follow me on Instagram at Side Hustle Pro. Plus, sign up for my 6-bullet Saturday newsletter at sidehustlepro.co/newsletter. When you sign up, you will receive weekly nuggets from me, including what I'm up to, personal lessons, and my business tip of the week. Again, that's sidehustlepro.co/newsletter to sign up. Talk to you soon.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, folks. I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.